Okay, on the Lama Zayin, Amar Aleph, Tav. Minayin Sheba Ana. How do you know when you say Vidui, on Yom Kippur at least, you have to use the word Ana? Nemar Kan Kapara, V'nemar Lahalan Bechorev Kapara. And the Svarim say, it's Lav Dafka, that every time you say Vidui, you have to use Ana, but only on Yom Kippur with a special Kapara, there you need the word Ana. Well, it says by Bechorev, by when Moshe Rabbeinu was mispal, by the Chet HaEgel, Kapara, Malahalan Bo'ana, and there he said, Ana Hashem Chato Ha'am Hazeh Chato Gedola. So he used the word Ana when he said Vidui, Afkan Bo'ana. Menayin Shebeshem, how do you know you have to say Shem Hashem when you say the Vidui, Ana Hashem? There's a Machlokis, Rashi, and other Rishonim, what Shem they said. Rashi held they said Shem HaMeforish, which is the Shem Yudke Vavke in its pronunciation, the way that it's written. And others say that it's a shame shell, mem beis osios, what's it called, or ayin beis osios, different shemos of the Ribbono Shel Olam, which are really combinations of different words, not just one long run-on 42 or 72-letter name. Umenayin shem shenemar kan kaparav, nemar by egla, what's it, umenayin shem b'shem, how do you know that it has to be b'shem Hashem, nemar kan kaparav, and nemar b'egla rufa kaparav. Malahalam b'shem, afkan b'shem. Just like by Egla Rufa, they put their hands on the Egla, right? And they say, Kaper nolamcha Yisrael. So they mention Shem Hashem. So to over here, that's b'shem Hashem. Rashi. U'menayin sheba'ona yehei vidui ze, nemer kapara b'chori, v'maysa egel, ulay achapra ba'ad chatoschem. Malahalam ba'ona, ona hacheit chato amazeh chato gedola. U'menayin sheba'shem, ona Hashem, Begla Rufa Kaper Lamcha Yisrael Asher Padiso Hashem. So he mentioned Shem Hashem. So Om Rabbi, Bishlam Chorev Megla Rufa Lo Yolif May the Havi Havi. Rabbi said to learn Chorev from Megla Rufa that you need Ana, right? Bishlam Chorev Megla Rufa Lo Yolif Lomar Sheheshom Haskaras Hashem. Right? That you should learn that you need Haskaras Hashem. From what's it called? From Egla Rufa to Moshe Rabbeinu's tefillah by Chorev, you don't have to learn anything. What it was the tefillah already was, right? By the Havi Havi, Kvar Over the Efsher Lachzer. There's nothing to learn about something that already happened. That's how Rashi learns. Other Rishonim learn by the Havi Havi means that Moshe Rabbeinu didn't learn from somewhere what to say in his tefillah. He said whatever he wanted in his tefillah. Torah records what tefillah Moshe Rabbeinu said. It wasn't a halacha that Moshe Rabbeinu had a daven over there. He davened. Because he wanted to save Klal Yisrael. Ela Egla Rufa Telit Mechorev. Let's learn Egla Rufa from Chorev that you should need the Haskoras Hashem. Ela Egla Rufa Nelit Mechorev Etiboy Ana. Not only Haskoras Hashem, you should also need Ana by Egla Rufa. Bechitei Mohachinami. And if you'll say Enichanami by Egla Rufa, you also had to say the word Ana, even though it's not mentioned in the Torah. But when they were misvada on the Egla Rufa, they used Shem Hashem, and they also said Ana, which we learn from Chorei. Hachinami vosnan haKohanim omrim kaper lamcha Yisrael v'ilu bo'ana lo ko'amar. The Mishnah says that the Kohanim said kaper lamcha Yisrael, but they didn't mention Ana Hashem. Kash. Okay, vosnan behed yomaisa Egla Rufa mesechesota haKohanim omrim. They didn't say Ana Hashem. V'hein omri ma'achrov, Tanya Rebbe Omer, ki Shem Hashem Ekra, hovu godel lokeinu. How do you know that they answered Baruch Shem Kavod when he mentioned Shem Hashem? Because it says, ki Shem Hashem Ekra, when I call out Shem Hashem, you give godel lokeinu. So godel is Baruch, Baruch is Lashon Gedula, Baruch Shem Kavod ma'chusam v'et. Omer lahem Moshe Yisrael, b'shosh ani mazgir shmo shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, atem hovu godel. Rashi. Hachi Garcinim b'shosh ani mazgir shmo shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay. Chananya ben Achi Rav Yeshua, Chananya the son of the brother of Rav Yeshua, Omer, Zecher Tzadik Livracha. That when you mention Tzadiko Shel Olam, you mention the Ribbono Shel Olam, you have to give him a bracha, Baruch Shem Kavod. And he didn't learn from the first pasuk, they say, because the first pasuk we learned Birchas HaTorah from. So, what's it called? Kishem Hashem Ekra HaVugod LeElokeinu. We also that when you mention Shem Hashem, which means Limud Torah, which is all Shemus of the Rabban Shalom, Hava Godra Lokein, also learn benching Mizumin from there also. So therefore he went to another pasuk where we don't have other drashas from. The Prichadish says, you see from here, that it's not only when you make a bracha you say Baruch Shem Kavod, but even without a bracha, because the Kohen didn't make any bracha, he just mentioned Shem Hashem. And others say, no, that it's only what's it called, the Siach Yitzchak says, that the only time you have to say Baruch Shem Kavod without a bracha preceding it, is if it's Shem HaMeforish. But Stav Shem Hashem, not Shem HaMeforish, it's only in the context of a bracha that you have to answer Baruch Shem Kavod. Or Amen, we answer Amen. The Beis HaMikdash, they answer Baruch Hashem Li Olam Amen Li Amen. Okay. So Zecher Tzadik Lebracha. Amr Lehem Novad Yisrael B'shoshani Maskev Tzadik Olamim Atzneem Tznu Bracha. You give a bracha, Baruch Shem Kavod, when I mention the Tzadik, which refers to the Rebbe Nishalom. Okay. Bolo Lemizrach HaZara L'Tzofon HaMizbeach. Then the Kohen went to the east of the Azara, north of the Mizbeach, Hasgan Miyamino V'Rosh Beis Av Mismolo. The Sgan stood to his right, and the Rosh Beis Av of that day's Mishmar to his left. V'Shom Shnei Se'irim, and there were two Se'irim standing there in the east of the Azara, north of the Mizbeach, the Kalfi Hoysasham, and there was also a box, a Kalfi, right, for the Gorolos. U'Bosh Shnei Gorolos Shel Eshkaroa. And there were two lots made out of Eshkaroa wood. Eshkaroa, Yehuvasim, Ben Gamla Shalzah. And Ben Gamla made them out of gold. He upgraded them. V'hayu Maskirin Mosul Shevach. And they remembered him for good, because he did this thing to make the Gorolos out of gold. Ben Katan Osa Yudbeis Dod Lakir, Shalohayu Lo Elishnai. The Afu Osa Mukhni Lakir, Shalohayu Meimav Nifsolim Belina. Right, and the same thing, Ben Katan also made improvements in the Beis HaMikdash. He made a kir with 12 faucets. So all the Kohanim, who were Makriv, the Tamid, together we had before, could wash their hands at the same time. And because originally it only had two. We'll see one above and one below. The one above they used for Shachris, and the one below, whoever had to wash his hands for Mincha time, they washed from below. And he also made a mukhni lakir. Rashi learns a mukhni is a machine, a pulley system, where they used to lower the kiyor into a bore full of water, which was mechuber. The water was connected to the ground, obviously, and that way the water in the kiyor wouldn't become possible. So the mukhni was a pulley system. According to the Rambam, a mukhni was another kli similar to the kiyor, but was kol. And there was a reservoir of water in there that they could take water that wouldn't become pasul because it was in a kli chol. Munvaz haMelech hayosei kol yados hakelim shelam kipurim shalzah. Munvaz took all the the handles of the kelim they used on Yom Kippur, and he made them out of gold. The Gemara is going to ask, why didn't he make the kelim out of gold? Why just the handles? Hilni Imo, his mother Hilni, she was a malka from Beis Chashmonaim. Asta Nivresha Shalzov al Pesach Echel. She made a chandelier of gold that stood at the that hung at the opening of the Hechel. The Afhi Asta Tavla Shalzov, and she also made a square of gold. Parsha Sota Ksuvaleha, which on it was inscribed, Parsha Sota, in order that they shouldn't have to, what's it called, bring a Sefer Torah to copy the Parsha of Sota when they wrote it for a Sota. So they had this golden tablet. Nikonar Nasu Nisim Ladal Sosa, Vayimuskar, and also Nesheva. And Nikonar, the Gemara is going to explain what happened. He brought doors for the Beis HaMikdash, Shar Nikonar. And the miracle happened with his doors, and all these people, Chazal, mentioned L'Shevach. They all did good things. Rashi. Kol Ol Mizrach, Chozer Achorev, L'Tzad Mizrach, Somach L'Pesach. He went now back, right, because he was standing in the western, to the west of the Mizbeach, Mein Ulol Mizbeach. Now he went back towards the east, near the doorway of the Azorah. Shalohayu machnisin ha-se'irim lahagril. They didn't bring the se'irim inside the azorah to make the hagrala. Ela shiyu besol chalal ho-azorah, but they were in the doorway of the azorah. Right? That's where they made the hagrala. Kedichsiv. Ve'hemir osom lefnei Hashem. They had to be opened into the azorah, but not mamish in the azorah. Avalo lekorban kol kach letzad heichal. Ad shu bo l'shov. Do hayu makriven osom. What's it called? Not so close to the heichal. Right, where he was before, between the Ulam and the Mizbeah. Kisnan the Kamon, Heviulu Esasoir Shachto, and that's where he shechted it. Litzvon HaMizbeah, Klomar, Moshuch Mikenegin HaMizbeah, Litzad Sofo. Right, that meaning it was north of the Mizbeah, but not opposite the Mizbeah. It was east of the Mizbeah, but north of it. Shekenegin Avir Shemei Mizbeah Litzofon. He wasn't in the area between the Mizbeach and the wall. He was past the Mizbeach towards the east. The Afagav v'lo shochet lehacha, mikolokom kol maisov tunim tzofa. Even though he wasn't going to shecht the Seir there, he was going to go back and shecht it bein ha'ulam lemizbeach, but lemaisa, it needs tzofa, and even for the hagrola. Vashmin and she'en tzofa, and kenegim mizrocha shom mizbeach. And the tzofa is not considered where the east of the Mizbeach. So therefore he was on the tzad sofon of the mizbeach, right? Right. He was there. He was between the mizbeach and the wall, not east of. He went east of where he was before, but he wasn't east of the mizbeach, because east of the mizbeach, we said everybody. What's it called? Not everybody, but at least what's it called? The Reb Elazar Reb Shimon holds is not sofon. Kalfi Ashkorin Balas. It's a box. Shel Ashkoroa Brosh. It was a brosh wood. Yeshua ben Gamla, Kinshismana Bekuna Gedolah. When Yeshua ben Gamla became Kohen Gadol, so he made the lots out of gold. Ben Cotton Kohen Gadol Haya. Also Yud Beis Dod Liyitziko Samai. Made 12 spigots for the Kior. Muchni Mefarish B'Gmora Galgo L'Shako Bo B'Bor. Gemara says that a muchni was a wheel, a pulley system, to lower the kior into a bore. Shiu meima mechubar lememi akior, so the water in the bore would become attached to the water in the kior. The ilo havi mitzli abelino lefisha kitchu bichli. The ilo, and if not, if they didn't connect the water of the kior to water that was connected to the ground, it would have become possible belina. Below kvod kachim who lifsul mayim kadoshim, so they get more water, but it's not covered for kachim to become possible belina. So if they could avoid it becoming possible, it's better. Nivrashta menorah, she put a chandelier by the pesach of the heichal. The domelo b'sefer Daniel lekabel nivrashta did the have a meisim belshatzer. In Daniel we have this word nivrashta to mean a light, a lamp. Whenever they had the right, the parasha of Sota, they wouldn't have to bring a Sefer Torah. They had this tablet of gold. His name was Nikonor. The Gemara explained what Nisim happened with his doors. Okay. Since it says it was north of the Mizbeach, right? That means that the Mizbeach itself wasn't in the north. The whole area, right, past the Mizbeach was Sofon, but the Mizbeach itself was not B'Tzofon. Moni, Reb Elazar ben Yaakov, Titania, Tzfon lifnei Hashem, she'at Tzofon kulo ponui. Lifnei Hashem means ponui. It should be completely empty. Not the Mizbeach shouldn't take up place in the north part of the Azorah. So the north part of the Azorah was vacant of the Mizbeah, even though there were Kalim there, there were Shulchanos or whatever, but the reason it had to be vacant so you could do Shchita there. Shchita of Kodesh Kedoshim was done B'Tzofon. So it had to be empty for Shchita, but those Kalim, the Shulchanos or whatever, were all made for Tzorach Shchita. So that was considered empty for the sake of Shchita. Divrei Reb Elazar ben Yaakov. Gemara says, V'horeisha Reb Elazar Reb Shimonhi. Right, L'maisa, the Reisha goes according to Reb Elazar ben Shimon, not Reb Elazar ben Yaakov. Where it says, no, kula Reb Elazar ben Yaakovi. V'toni b'vein ha'ulam l'mizbeach. Right? And the what's it called? The whole thing goes like Reb Elazar ben Yaakov. And in that respect, what's it called? He also holds that b'vein ha'ulam l'mizbeach was also tzofon. Rashi. When they come to Tzfon HaMizbeach, Shehut Zerach L'Moshcho Mekneged HaMizbeach L'Tzofon, you had to go past the Mizbeach towards the north, Michlal the Mizbeach Lav Tzofon HaMikoy. The Mizbeach was not B'Tzofon. Ein Klumen HaMizbeach B'Tzofon Azara. None of the Mizbeach extended into the north half of the Azara. The Ihavikai Mekneged Mizracha Shal Mizbeach Purta Lav B'Tzofon Kami. And therefore, if you were parallel to the Mizbeach, to the east, you weren't B'Tzofon. You had to be past the Mizbeach to be B'Tzofon. Tzofon al Yerech HaMizbeach Tzofon, no Loshen Avir Mashma. Hach He Yisera, Tzofon no, El Tzofon, Shua Avir HaPonish, be empty space there. Ayva HaReisha Rav Lozer Rav Shimon, Do Omer Mizbeach Miktsoso B'Tzofon, the Reisha goes to Rav Lozer, who says a part of the Mizbeach Taka was B'Tzofon, Shehich Shushkita Sapor Ben Ulam Mizbeach, because he holds what's it called, Shechita Sapar was kosher between the Ulam and the Mizbeach. That means parallel to the Mizbeach must have been Tzofon. Verses, no, Kula Reb Elozer ben Yaakov, V'tani Bereisha Par Hoya Omeid B'vein HaUlam LeMizbeach. Not Mamish opposite the Mizbeach, right? Samuch LeBein HaUlam Mizbeach, near the Mizbeach, between it and the Ulam, but not directly opposite the Mizbeach. Because directly after the Mizbeach was, what's it called, was not Tzofon. Eitzel Mitzor Tzfoni Shal Mizbeach, Shoyim Mekarvan Eitzel HaPesach, Bechol Yecholas, Bishim Chul Shal Nekoin, Yosher Mikan Lo Yochol Lekarvan, Yima Ayale Keneged Mizrach HaMizbeach La B'Tzofonu. Couldn't bring it any closer, right, because if you made it parallel to the Mizbeach, it wouldn't be B'Tzofon according to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. So you have to write the Tani Kir Bevein Ulam Mizbeach, not Mamish Bein Ulam Mizbeach. Okay. Asgan Biyamino V'Rosh Beis Av V'Smolo. The Sgan stood to the right of the Kohen Gadol and the Rosh Beis Av to his left. Om Rav Yehuda Mahalich Liyamin Rabo Harizabur. Person who walks to the right of his Rebbe is a boor. Because you have to have your right hand ready to serve your Rebbe. So if you're walking to his right, then if you're walking to his right, then your left hand is right near him, which you're not going to be able to serve him properly. Tznan haskan biyamino v'rosh beis av b'smolo. It says the skan stood to the right of the Kohen Gadol. V'otanya shlosha shoyu malchum b'derech. We have a braisa that says you have three people walking in the derech. Harav b'em. So the rav walks in the middle. Gadol biyamino, the greater of the two talmidim walks to his right. The katan mismolo, the lesser of the talmidim to his left. The chein motzino b'shlosha malachi ashori shabo etzel Avram. We find the same thing by the three malachim that came to Avram Avinu. Michoel be'emtza, because he was the greater of the three. Gavriel be'amino, because he was the second greatest. He was to the right of Michoel. V'Rafael b'smolo, and Rafael to the left. So you see that you can walk to the right of your Rebbe. Where it says, Targuma Rav Shmuel Bar Papa Kameda Ravada, Kadesh Yiskase Bo Rabo. Right? Doesn't mean that you're walking Mamish to his right. You're walking a little bit behind. What's it called? And shielding shielding the Rebbe. V'atanya Mahalach Keneged Rabo Harizabur, Achore Rabo Harizamigase Aruach. Right? The Chori can't walk behind your Rebbe either. So, Madavshach, right? If you're not walking directly to the side, you're walking behind him. So Mar says, no, the mitzvah that stood. You're not walking directly behind him, you're not walking on the side. You're like catty corner to him. That's okay. Rashi. Hare Zabur, Afilu B'derech Eretz Eino Baki. Zabur doesn't know proper etiquette. Gimel Shoyim Ahalchem B'derech, Lo Yelchu Zachar Zeh, Ela B'shura Achas. Three people walking shouldn't walk in single file. They should walk side by side. V'chein motzino v'malochi ashoris, v'nechziv shlosha nitzavim molot, v'chlau shebeshura achas havel. You can't have three people standing next to you if they're in single file. Only one standing next to you. If they're in a line, then all three could be right next to Avram. V'chlau shebeshura achas avikaimi, zeitzel zeh. Di zeh achar zeh kaimi, ein zeh nitzavim molot v'lerishon. Only the first one standing next to it. Doesn't mean you walk on the side of your Rebbe to the right. Behind him. Behind the Rebbe, the greater Talmud walked to his right behind him, And the other one walked to the left behind him. But neither one walked mamish side by side to him. Eitzel gar lushneim achori harab mamish. Hachi gar sinu vatanya mahalach keneged rabba harizabur achori rabba harizamigasei haruach. So you're not allowed to walk behind the Rebbe either. The mitzadeh that's due, they lo eitzel mamish lo achori mamish. Not mamish behind him and not to the side. A little bit behind him, but over to the side. Elashiachasa bo rabba mixas sad rabba. You cover the side of the Rav. So you're not mamish behind him, but you're not up with him either. Okay. Tana Rabbanan. The Kalfi, Haisasham Ubashne Gorolos. There was a Kalfi, and inside the Kalfi, two lots. Tana Rabbanan. The Nosan Aaron al Shneha Seirim Gorolos. Aaron puts on both of the Seirim lots. Gorolo shall call the var. The lots can be made of anything. Yochel yitas, and then we'll see what's over. But Chazal made it be made of something substantive. But it could be made of anything. Paper, any whatever it could be. Yochel yitin shnayim alzeh, shnayim alzeh. I might think it says on both seirim, gorolos, plural. So you put two gorolos on each seir. Talmud Lomer, gorol echad lashem, the gorol echad lazozel. So what does that mean, put two on each one? Right, then how did you know which one was Lashem and which one was Lachatas? Which one is Lazazel? Right, you have both, one said Lashem and one said Lazazel. So if you put both of them on both Seirim, how do you know which was which? So from Rashi's Mashmal, we'll see that you didn't make, according to this Havamina, you wouldn't make a Goro. You didn't have to make a Goro to decide which was which. You decided on your own which was which. There was a mitzvah then to take these two lots and put both of them on each Seir afterwards. But that wasn't to determine which Seir would be Lashem and which one's Lazazel. Tosfos Yeshanim says that the Havamina was that first you'd be Magril, you take out one Lashem, and that would be the right side, and then one Lazazel, and that would be the left side, just for argument's sake. Now you know which one was Lashem, which one's Lazazel. Then you'd have to take both Gorolos and put them back on this one, and both Gorolos on that one. That was the Havamina. After the Gorol. How do you know that that's not the case? Because it says Gorol Echod Lashem and Gorol Echod Lazozo. Not both of them on each one. Ein kan Lashem ele Gorol Echod. Ein kan Lazozo ele Echod. Yochel yiten shoshem v'shel Azozo alzeh. V'shoshem v'shel Azozo alzeh. Right? So I might think that you have to put both of them on each one. Right? The grow here. Because this is exactly the same thing we said before. The gra. Right. He says that what's it called? It's repetition. So you take out one of them at least. Right. Talmud Lomer Gorol Echad. Right. Lashem ain't kan Lashem ele Echad, ain't kan Lazozel Echad. According to the gra says that this is too much over here because we just said the same thing before. If that's the case, why does it say Gorolos? Right? If it's only one Goro on each one, why does it say Al Shnei HaSeirim Gorolos? Shiyu Shavim. That these Gorolos should be equal, similar. Exactly the same. Shelo Yase Echad Shel Zov, Echad Shel Kesef. Echad Gadol, Echad Katan. They shouldn't be different qualitatively or quantitatively. One shouldn't be big and one small, one of gold, one of silver. Goros shall call davar, and they can be made of anything. Pshita lo tzricha lechadetanya lefisha matzino betzitz shashem kosev olav hu shall zohav yochel abzekein. Why would I think that you can't make it of any material? Because the tzitz has shem Hashem written on it, so how to be made out of gold? So I might think since you write shem Hashem on at least one of the gorolos, so it had to be written on gold. And since they both had to be the same, so the one for Azazel also had to be gold. Kamash Malon, no, over here it didn't have to be written on gold. Talmud Lomer, Gorol, Reba. Reba shall Zayas, Reba shall Egos, Reba shall Eshkaroa, Lav Davka, that had to be these materials either. But it's Marba, anything, even not gold, and they were Mesakim to do it with something of substance, these wooden Gorolos in the beginning. Okay, Rashi. Thank you. Yochol yitin shnayim al zeh, shnayim al zeh. V'hochi komar krov. And also now, kol echad mishneihem gorolos to mash mishnayim. Put on each one, both gorolos. Talmud Roma, gorol echad l'ashem. Eng siv shom el echad mehem. Right, only one of them. The eng siv azazel el al echad mehem. So you don't put two on this one and two on that one. Yochol yitin shol shem v'shol azazel al zeh. Right, so from Rashi's Mashma that the Havamina was, the first Havamina was, you should write two Gorolos Lashem and two Gorolos Lazazel and put two Gorolos Lashem on the one for Lashem and two Gorolos Lazazel on the one for Azazel. Then the Gemara's Kasha was, okay, so you don't have two Lashem and two Lazazel, only one Lashem and one Lazazel. But maybe you take the one Lashem and one Lazazel and put them on both Seirim. So it's still Gorolos on each one, but it's not two Gorolos Lashem and two Gorolos Lazazel. It's one Gorol Lashem and one Gorol Lazazel, but you put both of them on both Seirim. That's the second thing. Mekayim v'nosan Gorolos. That you're Mekayim the Pasuk of v'nosan Gorolos. And here, Shnayim al kol echad mishneihem. Ve'ezah she'yir tse'yasel Hashem. This is what Rashi said. This Havamina was that there's no Gorol. Because if you're putting Lashem and Lazazel on both of them, then how do you know which one's Lashem and which one's Lazazel? Elamai, you determine that arbitrarily. And then once you've determined it, you put both Gorolos on each one. To mekayim the mitzvah, putting the Gorolos down. Kamash v'lan, no. There's only one Gorol Hashem and one Gorol, and you only put one on the Lashem and one on the Azazel. And the Gorol itself determines which one is which. Tamad lomer echad, mimash meshenemer Gorol Hashem, yodea nishu echad. V'chiksiv echad the drasha kasvi. That has to be only one on each one. Yochol avzeh, okay, I might think that you have to write Shem Hashem on something that's gold, just like by the tzitz. Goros Hashem kosev olot, right? And the chora, once you know you have to write the one that's Lashem, what's it called, on gold, so you have to write the Azazel one on gold too, because they have to be similar. Okay. Ben katan osa shneimasor dod lakir, tana. Kadesh you shneimos or echav akohanim haos asukim betamid mekachin devraglem vasachas. So all the people who are osik with the carbon tamid, there are 12 different kohanim, could all wash their hands at the same time. Tana shachris b'miluo mekadesh yodav raglem mino elyon, when they originally only had two spigots. So shachris, whichever kohen had to wash shachris, washed from the top spigot. Arvis b'ridoso mekadesh yodav raglem mino tachton. But arvis, whoever had to wash Arvis, either somebody who didn't do Avodah Shachris, or somebody who's Mesiach Das, had to wash Arvis, he washed from the bottom spigot. The Afu also Muchni Lakir, my Muchni, Omer Abaya Gilgala Dahavi Mishakale. So Rashi learns Gilgala, what's it called, is a wheel with a pulley that they used to lower the kier itself into a board. And the Rambam learned that this Gilgala means a kli that was full of water that wasn't Kodesh. And they used that as a reservoir that whenever they needed water for the Kiyor, they had this water that was in a kli chol, which never became possible. Munvis HaMelech also called Yodos HaKelim. Munvis made all the handles of the Kelim they used on Yom Kippur out of gold. Navdino Ledidu Dizot. Big deal. Why do you make the whole Keli gold? Why only the handles? Rabbayev biyodo sakidin. It's talking about the handles of the knife. And a knife you can't make out of gold. It won't work good. So gold is too malleable a metal. You need much stronger metal for a knife. Rashi biyodo sakidin. Sheefshe lasa sakidim atzom shelzov. You can't make knives out of gold. Right? It's not a good material for a knife. So he only made the handles of the knives, but not the knives themselves. Let's just finish the two dots. Meisve, afu asa kine kelim, v'ugne kelim, v'yodos kelim, v'yodos sakinim shilvakim shilzov. L'maisa, the Gemara says, what's it called? Not like that. The Gemara says that he made all the handles of the kelim, not just the knives, all the other things, and the rims of the kelim out of gold. So you have the same kasha. Why only make them out of gold, make the whole keli gold? Rashi, kine kelim, v'sise mushavim. He made the bases of the kelim out of gold. The ogne kelim, base achizosam, the handles he made out of gold. The yodos sakinim, the yodos kelim. Tani sakinim, tani kelim. It says knives and kelim. mashma that he didn't make all the kalim gold either. Only the handles, and not only the handles of the knives, because you couldn't make the blades of the knives gold, but even the other kalim, only the handles were gold. Gemara says, Targuma Abaya b'ksasa denargi v'chatsini. Rashi, b'ksasa denargi v'chatsini, yodos hakardumos umaglos. The kalim we're talking about over here, again, were things like knives, axes, and hatchets, or whatever. Those are the kalim that they used. On Yom Kippur, those only the handles were gold. Because again, these were things that needed to cut and chop, and the gold isn't made for cutting and chopping. But the kalim that could be made out of gold, he made all the kalim out of gold, not just their handles.